Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Let's start with a survey done by Irish Country Living, part of the Irish Farmers Journal. Ciara Leahy, its editor, is with us. You've had a look at how much hospitals around the country charge in car parking. What have you found, please, Ciara?
Good evening, Matt. Yes, so we conducted our own research looking at what the hospitals were charging in terms of car parking, what they were taking in. And the money really is substantial. Over the course of 2023, across the country, nearly 16 million euros was taken in car park fees. That's 15.721 million. So that's across 37 hospitals that we issued FOI requests to. The big earners are Cork University Hospital, who took in 2.2 million, and adjacent to that is Cork University Maternity Hospital, which took in an additional 245,000 euros. Then coming in number two is St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin at 2.04 million, followed by St. James's Hospital in Dublin at 1.6 million. Now, I suppose, Matt, these are the big one, three of the biggest hospitals in the country. So, you know, these are obviously the ones that we're going to bring in be some of the biggest earners. But if we were to look at more kind of provincial HSE-run hospitals, University Hospital Kerry and Tralee, they also took in a significant amount at 497,000. The ones that took in the least, is technically NACE at 38,000, but machines are out of order for most of the year, so we kind of have to take a question mark on that one, followed by Wexford General Hospital at 59,000. So it's a huge amount of income that is being earned by hospitals.
What sort of prices are being charged to raise that money?
I suppose it varies across the board. So, like, you're looking at charges between 5 and 9 euros on average for a 4-hour car park stay, but that is higher in Dublin, where costs would be higher in around 8.86 on average. And I suppose that's where this where we came with this, Matt, because we did that research back last May, where we looked at what each hospital was charging individually to people that were visiting or to patients, which kind of led us to go, right, okay, well, if this is what we're individually paying, let's go after the figures to see how much they're actually taking in overall.
Remind me of what Simon Harris, as Minister for Health back in 2020, promised.
Yeah, so he made a great promise. Back in 2020, when he was Minister for Health, he said, right, okay, we need to get this sorted, and to looking at putting a cap of 10 euros per day on car park charges. And as part of that, said that a working group had to be put in place in order to, you know, put the parameters around that. To date, we're now 2025, that working group has not even been put in place. And I suppose, Matt, what's being proposed is not revolutionary. This is done in other countries. Like, for example, in the NHS, they do have a system in place where you get, you know, deducted car park fees if you're a cancer patient, if you have a child that's ill, you know, if there's somebody in hospital that you're visiting very regularly that has a long-term illness, there are parameters in place. And I suppose some of the research did show that there are certain procedures in some of the hospitals that does cap the that does cap what patients are being asked to pay. You know, for example, some cancer patients or patients with cancer have this cap. But the problem is it's not universal. It's very ad hoc. It's case by case basis based on the hospital, which means in some cases you're getting a discount. In other cases, you're not. So people are being penalised depending on where they're living.
Do the hospitals tell you that they need this money to make up the bills? That is something that they actually factor into their budget every year.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting part of it. So we did go and say, right, okay, what's being taken in and what is the money being going towards, you know, and some of the comments basically came back saying that it was going towards the running of the hospital, that there are targets in place around stuff like the car parks, around stuff like the hospital shops, which goes towards the running of the hospital. And I suppose that's where the real question mark is on this, Matt. I mean, as taxpayers, we are paying our taxes towards an efficient healthcare system, to the basic runnings of our hospitals. So you have to question then, when we're putting coins into the car park machine, are we essentially paying a double tax on our health bills? You know, and that's where there are advocacy groups like the Irish Cancer Society, like the Irish Patients Association, saying, you know, is this an unjust tax on ill health?
Is it always hospitals that get the money, though? Because a lot of our listeners are sending in messages to 0874100102 asking if it's private companies that have been contracted to run this who are making the profits out of it.
Oh, and your listeners are just one step ahead of us, because this is part of a 2-week series. So basically, in week one, what we were looking at is how much they were taking in, and you know, and where it's being spent. In next week's paper, we have basically gone also asked in the FOIs how much is actually being spent maintaining your car parks. And what we are seeing is that there's variations again across the board. Some employ external companies, some are running them themselves, and we're going to have those full details in next week's Irish Country Living as part of this 2-week series. I'm literally crunching the numbers on that today as we speak, Matt.
But there's another point, I suppose, that I've heard the argument made previously by the hospitals that charging is a form of demand management, that if they're limited in the number of car parks spaces they have to charge to make sure that people don't just park their car there and wander off and do other things that might have nothing to do with the hospital.
And that is a fair enough point, but I mean, and no one is saying that we need to get rid of car parking fees completely. That's not what I suppose there is an you know, I suppose an understanding that car parks need to be maintained. You know, you need to pay for staff, you need to pay for machines. There has to be basic maintenance. So no one's saying, oh, it should be free parking. But I suppose it's like an acknowledgement that there should be a capped limit for people that are utilising the hospital, and there are ways, you know, to put that in place as well. You know, to avoid that situation. But also, I suppose what needs to be mentioned here, Matt, is like that, right, all this money is coming in and people are being charged, but there's not a very good efficiency of a lot of hospital car parks in the country either. You know, you hear of people, one, you know, driving around for half an hour trying to get car park spaces. I had a baby now, it was 2 years ago, but I mean, I used to have to go to my appointments nearly an hour early, aware of the fact that you could be half an hour, 45 minutes trying to get in the car park in the maternity hospital that I was visiting, and I pass it frequently and things are no different. So
every parent,
you know,
has had that experience. So parking around Crumlin is dreadful to try and find it, and then
dreadful.
I think an awful lot of the residents in the area are also very annoyed at times by people putting cars on their car parks or possibly blocking them in or whatever as they're trying to find it. And that's a problem, I think, in hospitals all over the place.
And Matt, you know, we're going to see that even more, because what I'm hearing through the research is that the new children's hospital, the parking is going to be even more dire. And as part of that as well, what we are looking at in week two is how it impacts staff, you know, trying to get car park spaces just on a basic, you know, going to work on a day-to-day basis as well.
Well, that actually was what I was just about to ask you, because the listeners are saying that as well. One says St. Luke's Hospital in Dublin in Ratgar, it doesn't charge for parking for patients, visitors or staff, and has a dedicated area for the patients to park nearer to the entrance. If only every hospital could do that. Ciara Leahy, editor of Irish Country Living, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.